Oakland police took a different tack last night. After four nights of pushing back crowds with tear gas, the chief chose not to enforce the 8 p.m. curfew as long as demonstrators remained peaceful, which they did. This is a huge step forward for a city that's still cleaning up from looting and losses. KCBS reporter Holly Kwan has that part of the story.
The aftermath of looting isn't just sweeping up glass and nailing plywood. It's taking inventory of losses, dealing with insurance, and wondering if or when you can reopen a business.
No, it's been pretty tough, and this has just made it a lot tougher.
Kyle Itani is chef and owner at two downtown Oakland eateries in the path of past violence and vandalism. This time they suffered graffiti, but no windows broken. He considers himself lucky, but in the age of coronavirus, it hasn't been easy dealing with federal paperwork for loans, rebuilding a staff that he's had to lay off, then changing opening and closing hours due to curfew and civil unrest.
We all love Oakland for so many reasons, but part of the fabric of Oakland is these independently owned businesses, restaurants, retail shops that are already being, are in a perilous situation, whether or not they're going to make it through the COVID era, and then they have to pay deductibles or, just take losses on things broken and looted is like kind of a nail in the coffin for a lot of them.
In Oakland, Holly Kwan, KCBS.